I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Corey Nordyke. She's one of the co-organizers of the Marquette Women's March that's happening this Saturday in Marquette. Here's the details with Corey Nordyke.
We're getting together down at the Marquette Commons this year at noon on Saturday the 18th. We will have lots of music. There's going to be vendors and informational booths inside the Commons, lots of opportunities to gain information. And then at 1 p.m., we will begin our march that will go around part of the downtown area. We're going to circle back to the Commons area, and we've got a great lineup of speakers. We've got some musical entertainment, and it's just going to be a really great inspirational afternoon.
Tell me about the purpose of this. Why are you doing this?
Well, what originally was going to end up being a one-day march back in 2017 has really evolved. And what we've found is that more women are running for office, more women are voting, and people are actually listening and paying attention to women more, and we see that reflected even in our governmental representation.
We have seen that with some definite societal changes, some just attitude changes. How does this all work into that effort?
We want to show that women have relevance in our community, and we've seen that over the years. I mean, we're coming up on, or this year is the 100-year anniversary of the ratification for most women to have the ability to vote in our country. And that's a big deal. And if you think about it, 100 years is not that long.
No.
So we're really here kind of saying, we're here, we're ready to stay. The theme this year is Rise Up, and that is absolutely what we plan on doing.
We're in an interesting spot right now in Marquette in particular, where we have a mayor pro tem, a state representative, a governor, U.S. senator, secretary of state, attorney general that are all women. To me, that is a unique thing that I don't remember that in terms of, you know, covering news and that sort of thing. But I'm sensing that the message of the gathering is to say, while that is unique in the history of the region, you shouldn't be looking at that. You should say these are people that are here to do the job, and that's kind of what you're saying, right?
Yeah, we're qualified.
Right.
It's great that we're all women in those roles right now, but that's not may not always be the case if we don't continue to raise our voices up.
And nobody would say anything if it was all men, because it's been all men for a long time.
Absolutely.
Right. So again, what's happening, when and where do people need to be?
We've got the Marquette Commons Saturday the 18th. Gathering starts at 12 p.m. Come, enjoy yourselves. We've got Velodrome Coffee that's going to be there providing coffee for people. We've got Borealis Baking, who's going to bring some really great baked goods for everybody to get, and lots of informational tables right down in the Commons area. 1 p.m. we're marching, and then there's an after party after, hosted by NMU students at the ORDOC, 2 p.m.
If people want to find out more, maybe they can't make it to this one, or they want to keep an eye on maybe this entire effort, what's a good way to find out more information?
Yeah, so if you're looking for specific information about our event, you can search our event, Marquette Women's March, on Facebook. That's a great landing point. Otherwise, if you want more information about how to get involved and what's happening nationally, womensmarch.com is a great place to look. They've got links all over the place. They have encouragement for running for office, all of these different things. And then they also are connected with all of us. We're considered sister marches to the National March.
That's Corey Nordyke, one of the co-organizers of this weekend's Marquette Women's March. With a look at what's happening in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.